the ocean. The woman is from Connecticut, but we had a great Laotian population at the time, and I went and bought this book about these story cloths, and they did the quilting, and that's really what this does, is it continues that tradition. So it's not just us, it's a tradition that's, you know, being passed on, telling a story, you know, and like the Easter eggs all have meanings to their symbols. So when you give an Easter egg to somebody, you know, the colors mean something different and the symbols mean something different. So you keep that in mind. So it's kind of like a prayer session, you know, when I was talking about getting into flow, and even if it's not, you know, whether it's a religious thing, I just mean it's kind of meditative and prayer-like, and it puts you in a quiet place, and it's wonderful. Like, my family wants a rug every, you know, even though they don't come right out and say it because they know, but, you know, and I always tease them that I'm going to come back and haunt them if I ever find out that they cut up any of my quilts or my rugs or any of those kind of things. But
so are you Ukrainian?
I'm part Ukrainian, yes. So
do you know, with your Connecticut connections, do you know Father Paul?
Was he in New Haven or New Britain?
Was he in New Britain? I think so.
Yeah. St. Michael's, that's where my relatives... I had relatives that came over.
He's a priest there, and he does the...
To have them, and for years we had them preserved, and she didn't blow them out. She would leave them raw. And then years later, of course, you'd have this little, like, BB in the center of it, and you're like, no, don't move it. But throughout the years, cats have gotten into them, and the dogs have gotten into them. So what I've done is I have painted them on wood, and so that I could teach my children. And so every year, like, I go to the library, and every year in school, I will bring my Easter eggs and put them in a basket, and you got to count them because there's always a little kindergartner who has, I have what I call dinosaur eggs, they're like really big, and he'll put them in her pocket. I have no idea where it is, you know. It's like, no, we have to remember, the next class is going to get them. But so I always read a story called Chicken Sunday, which is about two different heritages getting together. It's a Baptist family and a Jewish family, and no, I'm sorry, she was, she might have been Ukrainian or Polish. But anyway, they end up decorating. There's a Jewish, it's called Chicken Sunday by Patricia Polacco, who's another nice author. She also does Rashenka's Eggs. So if you're interested in eggs, neck. Polacco, P-A-L-L-A-C-C-O, I think. As soon as you put it in. Yeah, yeah, it's just... You know, you don't appreciate these stories as kids, but as you get older, it's like The Little Prince, The Velveteen Rabbit, all of those things have so many more things that are behind. But I always bring my eggs with me, and this way here the children can touch them. We could talk about what the colors mean, so I put together like a chart over there with all the meanings of the colors and whatnot, and that ends up giving them an idea. So I always make eggs for my, and now I have two little grandchildren, and I just took pictures of her learning how to use the Kitska, but she's four, and she did have a very good focus on it, but of course we ate the egg, we didn't decorate it totally, you know, but she learned how to use the wax and whatnot. But
we have done a lot of field.